All right, so we're live with Schwazy and Cisco right now. Guys, it's been a big year for y'all. I mean, last year this time, we talked a little bit earlier, on the way back to Los Angeles for a court case. What's been the biggest change the past year for you guys so far?
I'm the one with the court case.
Yeah. I read about that on Wikipedia, actually, the other day. Yeah, how's that going for you?
It's taken care of.
That's good to hear.
That's funny. Yeah, exactly. We flopped in that. But actually, what's changed the most? I don't know, man. Our schedule's been crazy, man. We've been, like, on tour for, like, I think 6 months straight now. But it's been amazing, like, you know? I think the biggest change is, it's hard to say what the biggest change is. I don't know. We work more and, I don't know.
Work more, work harder, play harder.
Let's see, how long did it take before the first episode of Buzz and Aired before you guys noticed, like, we have something going here? Like, when you started getting noticed walking to the mall, pumping your gas?
That was the next day. We were out on Warped Tour.
Even before the show actually came out, just the commercials.
Yeah, you're right.
That was pretty funny. I remember walking one time in front of the Roxy, and, like, there was some sort of Disney thing going on, so there was, like, hundreds of kids outside waiting, and we walked by, they're like, Schwazy, Cisco. Like, what the hell? That's crazy.
It was cool. It was on Warped Tour. We really knew it because, like, we had a buzz before, but it wasn't of that magnitude. You know what I mean? The next day, the crowds tripled. You know what I mean? Just literally the day after the premiere. So it did its job. It brought them to the water. But you can bring a horse to water, yada yada yada. You know the old saying.
Yada yada yada.
And you guys had a pretty controlling hand on the show, right? You guys edited all the footage yourself, and you guys pretty much ran the whole thing. Is that right?
Yeah, I mean. Actually, you know, we were really lucky that Cisco had a show prior to this, you know what I mean? Because he knew all the, you know.
The pitfalls.
I was going to say pit holes. I knew it wasn't right. Like,
potholes and pitfalls.
You know, I was reading how you guys met up, too. It's a true story. Now, it sounds like Cisco, you had your own show, right? And then halfway through, Schwazy hopped on stage and started freestyling. I mean, that's what I read. That's the rumor, at least.
Oh, the show at the Malibu? No, it was actually before we played. Right. My drummer was setting up his drums. And they knew each other well, actually, him and my old drummer. So he went up there, and I'm sure he negotiated something with my drummer.
Did you know, like, right away, like, hey, this kid's got something right away when you heard him spit?
Yeah, I was like, you know what? I mean, Malibu's a really small town, and, like, there's not a lot of artists, you know what I mean? So when someone's making a little noise, you kind of hear it, you know, and I saw it, and I was like, all right, there's another kid from this town that we can work on, you know what I mean?
So how long was it from that show to the album being finished, about, would you guys say?
Oh, my God.
2 years.
2 years. From it being finished. You know, I mean, we recorded 50 songs over the summer.
Well, just for fun.
From that meeting, we didn't, like, start making music, and still, I think, it may have been even a couple. Yeah, exactly. So,
Now, Cisco, obviously your dad's big in the music business. Did you kind of bring Schwazy to your dad and say, hey, this kid's got it, listen to this kid, or anything like that?
No. I think me and my dad, my studio and his office kind of share walls, so I think he hears what's going on, and he'll pop his head in if something's good, you know what I mean? But, nah, you know what I mean?
Thanks, man.
Yeah, and man, I was like, I ain't gonna play him this crap. Nah, I was like, no, you know what, when he heard it, I think he said, you're onto something, you know what I mean? I think everyone did with this combination. We didn't know, we got in the studio just on a whim, and then the product was what you're hearing, you know what I mean? And, like, so instantly people were like, wow, you guys are onto something. You know what I mean? Even people in my band at the time were like, that's something that could really go.
And I also read in a Maxim magazine a couple months on that. You guys are roommates, correct? Y'all live in the same house?
Yeah. You know what? I prefer landlord and tenant.
So I got you. Is Schwazy to pay the rent or no?
No, that's probably why the term landlord and tenant is not applying.
But the article's talking about Cisco, but you said pretty much a party every night, and as long as you're not a douchebag, you can come party in my house. Is that true?
Wow. Did I say that?
That's what the magazine said, yes. That's the direct quote.
Okay, I like that. I like that quote. There's definitely not a party every night. You know, I work, and we work more than we play. But when we play, it's a good time, and I think, yeah, man, everyone's welcome in my crib. You'll find someone from every walk of life. It's pretty crazy. You know what I mean?
From Ron Jeremy.
Yeah, Ron Jeremy will be playing, like, classical piano.
Ron Jeremy comes to your guys' house to party.
Yeah, Ron Jeremy, you can YouTube that. Ron Jeremy is playing,
like crazy.
Beethoven and Tchaikovsky in my crib at 4 in the morning, and I'm not even there.
Yeah. I had to watch it on YouTube.
Can Ron Jeremy play the piano pretty good?
He's got a brilliant pianist.
God. Let's talk about the new album's coming out. You guys are working on it right now. Yep. Do we know when we can expect a new album coming out?
We want to come out, you know, in the summer again.
June is what they're saying.
June?
Yeah. Everything changes.
And you guys just finished writing a song, you said, a couple days ago. It's going to be played tonight at the show.
Yeah.
Can you tell us about that song a little bit? It's a little bit different sound than you guys' other stuff.
Yeah, you know, I mean, we just want to... With Cisco's production style, he can do anything, and I love music, so I can really try to adapt anything. So we want to show that in this record, because, you know, sometimes we got in a hole of just being... the acoustic, whatever, whatever, but we can do anything, you know what I mean?
So. Yeah, like, we show up everywhere, and there's, like, beach balls and sand, you know what I mean? And we're like, dude, okay, like, that's part of us, but the other part, you know what I mean? So we're going to turn up the heat on this record, and that song is kind of an indication of what's to come, I think.
Are there any collaborations in the works right now for the album?
Yeah, we're getting in the studio with the Nux.
Right.
We're going to, we're trying to get in with Will.i.am, because he did a remix on the last record, so we're going to try to get in with him. Everyone. We're talking to a lot of people right now. So as we get back home and start the process, whoever drops by, it's going to be sort of like that vibe.
Right.
So when can we expect the first single, you guys think?
May, I think they said.
And I was checking out you guys' MySpace the other day, and I realized you guys have your own workout tape on iTunes, like a 20-minute workout.
It's interesting, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because we're so buff.
That's what I'm saying. You know what
I mean? Well, obviously I can see that right now.
Collectively, we weigh like 200 pounds. No, you know what? Nike came to us, and they do these cool things where they pick an artist to coach a workout, an audio workout, to their songs.
Right.
You know what I mean? So it's the Shwayze record with us telling people to do exercises and cracking jokes about it in between.
Do you guys ever listen to that when you're working out? You listen to yourselves to get motivated?
Of course. It's actually a great tape. It's a great
tape. We listen to the All-American Rejects one. I'm joking. They're the only other band that has one, I think, right now.
Well, guys, I want to thank you for coming out. Hopefully put on a great show, and looking forward to the album coming out.
Thank you, man.
Thanks, my man.
And play that single when it gets to you.